Last night, a powerful 8.0 magnitude earthquake triggered a tsunami that hit the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. Dozens of homes were damaged and at least four people were killed. It is one of the stories that we're tracking this morning.
As much as we know so far, the impact of that tsunami is nothing like the devastation that Japan saw almost 2 years ago. The impact of that storm is being seen more and more in a place you may not expect, Alaska. Debris from the Japanese tsunami has been piling up on the state's coastline.
It's been washing up on the shores of some other states as well, but in Alaska it poses a particular problem. The debris is building up in remote places that are difficult to clean up. Here's Annie Feit with the Alaska Public Radio Network.
The Montague Island beach stretches for nearly 80 miles of rugged and pristine wilderness. At least it looks pristine from a helicopter a few thousand feet up. As we descend, a much different scene comes into view.
Yeah, you can see all the white styrofoam floats on this point out here. Big globs of styrofoam. That's all tsunami debris.
Chris Pallister would know. He's president of the nonprofit Gulf of Alaska Keeper. For the past 11 years, his group has been cleaning up marine debris that washes onto Alaska's shores. And when the tsunami debris began arriving last spring, his job got a whole lot harder. By the time we land and step onto the pebble beach, he's shaking his head in disgust.
You're basically standing in a landfill out here.
He points to an area scattered with foam bits smaller than packing peanuts.
So you see what's happening here with all the crushed up styrofoam now? This is what we're worried about. This styrofoam's just going to get all ground up. And you can see there's just the billions, trillions of little bits of styrofoam scattered all over everything.
The trash is not just an eyesore. Pallister says birds, rodents, and even bears are eating the foam. He's also worried about chemicals. Among the debris, he finds containers that held kerosene, gas, and other petroleum products. Even the little containers worry him. Sifting through the mess, he picks up a small blue bottle and unscrews the cap.
I have no idea what this was. It looks like just dish soap, maybe. But there's thousands of bottles like this all up down the coast, from small household chemical items to big industrial-sized drums.
Marine debris is not a new issue in Alaska. But the Japanese tsunami has magnified the problem. Last summer, the state paid for an aerial survey to inspect 2,500 miles of Alaska's coastline.
There was tsunami debris literally on every beach that was photographed.
Elaine Bussey Floyd is with the state's Division of Environmental Health.
They took over 8,000 pictures, and it was more widespread and greater quantities than we even expected.
Even so, officially, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has recorded just 5 tsunami debris items in Alaska. That's because the agency will only confirm an object if it has a unique identifier that can be traced back to Japan. So far, there's been little money for cleanup. Alaska's congressional delegation is working on the problem, but funding was recently stripped from a bill for Hurricane Sandy relief.
Look at this mess here.
Back on the beach, as the waves crash in, Chris Pallister says he doesn't think the problem is being taken seriously enough. He says the tsunami debris doesn't have the visceral impact of the Exxon Valdez spill, with oiled otters and blackened coastlines. But he thinks in the long run, it could be a bigger environmental disaster.
In a lot of ways, it's a lot worse than the oil spill, both in the geographic scope of it and the chemicals that are coming with it. And who knows what the impacts are going to be.
Pallister guesses it will take years to clean up the mess in Alaska. As we take off on this day, though, he has to leave all the trash on Montague Island behind. If funding comes through, he'll be back on the beach this summer, using helicopters to sling loads of debris onto a barge waiting nearby. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.